We continue our learning. We are in Ksuvos Perek Daled Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is going to teach us that the concept of the takana of Ksuvas Benin Dichrin, the Ksuva of the male children, which we've mentioned in the past, we'll review in a moment, is part of a Tanai Ksuva. Remind ourselves that if a woman passes away, predeceases her husband is Yoresh her. So he inherits her, and that includes all of the everything that's written in the Ksuva. So that will include the Nidunya, let's say the dowry that was brought into the marriage, and he is Yoresh. So what's going to happen, the possibility is that if the wife predeceases the husband, so then he's Yoresh everything, but is going to divide that after he passes away. It's going to be distributed equally amongst his inheritors and his children, and some of his sons may not be from this wife, may be from a different wife. So the Chachamim were afraid that a father may not want to give an adunya, a large dowry, to his daughter, thinking that if she predeceases him, and then the husband passes away, so now his grandchildren aren't going to get the full amount of the ksuva. That was part of the Nadunya he gave, the dowry he gave for the marriage, is going to be distributed amongst some other children, or not his grandchildren at all. So therefore, Kidei Sheyikpots Adam V'yitein Levito Kivno. Literally, the Gemara says, in order that a person gives his daughter like he would give his sons, so they therefore made a takana that habanim yirshu es ksuvas imam, or otherwise known as ksuvas benin dichrin, that the sons, the male sons, are going to be yorish their mother's ksuva. That's not to be distributed equally amongst the father's children. And certainly from another marriage. So the Mishnah here teaches us this halacha. Lo kasav la benin dichrin, dihi yivyon lichi minai. Inun yirsun kisaf ksuvasich yaser al chulakon idim achehon chayov. If you didn't write this, and we'll translate this in a second, this Aramaic statement of ksuvas benedichrin in the ksuva, he's chayv to give it anyway. This halacha applies. Why? Shu tanai basin. This is a part of this tanai basin. What does the phrase mean? The phrase means benedichrin, right? Sons that you will have, dehevu lichimina, that you're going to have from me. This is what the husband's writing in the ksuva. So inun yirsun. They will inherit the money of Iksuva, Yasser al Chulakon, Dimacheon, above what they share with their brothers, because they're going to share the inheritance with other brothers from another marriage. But the Iksuva, they're going to get that themselves. Why? Because that's a Tanai based in. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph, another Tanai Iksuva, says in the Mishnah the following. Binon nukban dihivyon lichi minai. If, let's say, he didn't write in the ksuva, the daughters that you will have from me, yehavyon yosvan bevesi, they're going to live in my house. Umitaznan minichsai adisinasvan leguvrin. And they're going to be supported from my property, says the husband, until they're married. So even if they didn't write this in the ksuva, chayv is chayv to do this anyway, to shoot tanai based in. Because we learn already in Perek Vav that part of the tanai ksuva is that the daughters, before they become a bogeris, once they're a bogeris, 12 and a half, so this is not so. But before they're a bogeris, they receive mezonos from the nechasim of their father after he passes away, until the bogeris, or they have erisin, they have kedushin to someone. So that's also a tanai. So that's what is built into the ksuva, and that's what the Mishnah teaches us, that even if he didn't write it in the ksuva, we assume that this is a tanai that he's obligated to fulfill.